There have already been 125 fundraisers for legislators' election campaigns in Albany since the session began. That's in the just 25 days when the Senate and Assembly met since January. The minimum price for an entry ticket ranges in most cases from $250 to $750, though Governor Cuomo held a fundraiser in New York City in mid-March where the minimum ticket cost $25,000. Blair Horner is with the New York Public Interest Research Group, which tracks the event. He spoke on a day at the Capitol crowded with lobbyists and other interest groups who were vying for the attention of lawmakers to get their items passed, or in some cases, killed. Horner says with the fundraisers at the same location during the evenings, it's hard not to present at least an appearance of pay-to-play.
You're holding campaign fundraisers at the state Capitol to get lobbyists to give you and their clients to give you campaign contributions. It's one of the more brazen elements of New York's disgraceful campaign finance system.
And he says it's not the lawmakers' constituents who attend.
No elected official that holds a fundraiser in Albany during the week expects their constituents from, say, Elmira, to hop in the car and drive up here and plunk down some money.
Horner's group advocates a matching small donor public campaign financing program, and Governor Andrew Cuomo has released a detailed plan in his state budget. It's based on a successful 7-to-1 small donor matching program that's been in place in New York City for decades. For each dollar contributed to a campaign, the candidate receives $7. Jessica Wisniewski is with the government reform group Citizen Action, which also backs the proposal. She says it would be a welcome change from the way state lawmakers currently run their campaigns.
We're asking them to make a cultural shift in this place, you bet, from Albany fundraisers to a small donor-based fundraising system. And it's not a lot to ask because it's what the public wants.
But Governor Cuomo has pulled back a bit from his support of the measure. He said earlier this month that while he still wants the provision in the final spending plan, due April 1st, he would accept a partial plan. He says details like how to fund the program could be worked out later. He says he doesn't believe the public wants taxpayers to pay for it.
Could you say we'll identify the financing, we'll write a law that commits to it, but we'll figure out the compliance, the details, the lines afterwards? You could probably do something like that if you couldn't get it all done.
The Democratic-led Senate and Assembly included the concept of a public campaign finance plan into their One House budget resolutions, but they did not provide any ideas for setting up a structure. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says he has some second thoughts about whether the public system would work as promised.
It's not necessarily cold feet. I'd say for me personally, you know, I voted for it in 2009, but that was before Citizens United.
The 2010 Supreme Court decision said that corporations, not-for-profits, and unions can spend an unlimited amount on federal campaigns as long as they are separate from a candidate's reelection effort. Hastie says if a candidate's fundraising is restricted under the public campaign finance rules, then an independent expenditure group spending unlimited money could swing an election.
You don't want to open the door to having IEs pretty much pick your legislator.
Wisniewski remains skeptical of Speaker Hastie's arguments. She says her group has identified at least 50 assembly members who would vote yes on public financing. And she says she's spending the coming days trying to bring that number up to the 76 votes needed for passage in that House.
So the activists are going one by one by one, checking in.
The measure's believed to have more support in the state Senate. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.